team. All right. There you go. Got to itch my ear. Okay, how many eyes do most species of spiders have? Do you have any idea?
Eight.
Ding, ding, ding. They have eight eyes.
Wow. Nice. As many as they have legs.
Yes, it is. One eye for each leg.
There we go.
I'm not a spider fanatic, but everything has their place. Even ticks. As much as you hate ticks, everybody is a circle of life. But anyway. Okay, where are we at? Oh, we're back to...
Yeah, going back to Kelly.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, I just have a brain fluff. What were you talking about?
Well, when I was my cat who's peeing.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Because by changing the diet, that a lot of times will work. Now, the other cats you've got, you know, now, does he come and visit your house?
He lives at my house.
Oh, he lives. Okay. Because you said the other two
cats. Yeah, I have three cats at the house.
Oh, okay.
My daughter moved home.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how long are these cats?
So they eat each other's food. Like, she just has it in a dish and they graze all day.
Yeah, I know.
I am the food that they eat.
Okay. And see, what you need to do is you need to have set feeding times, once in the morning, once at night. Each cat has its own feeding station. And like I said, half a can of the 5 ounce to each cat. So that'd be one and a half cans in the morning, one and a half cans at night. And then they don't get food during the day. You know, when you leave food out like that, dog or cat food, you can't see it, but it's going stale. It's going rancid. Air is the biggest enemy against dry food. Okay. The minute you open that bag, it's starting to disintegrate. And so it's starting, like I say, get stale and rancid. And so because you can't see it happening, the dogs and the cats can. That's why, you know, people that leave dog food out all the time, I'm trying to like, okay, how come this? Well, some dogs will eat anything, but why most dogs are grazers? And the reason is because they can smell it's going bad. So they'll take a piece as needed. But then when you refresh and put some new stuff in, that's when they just really hover over the dish and get more, because now it's fresher dog food than what was sitting in the bowl. And same thing with the cats, all right? And having those automatic feeders and such like that, no. And so, if you would change these cats' diet, is anybody throwing up?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And that's because her pancreas is taking a hit. She can't drink enough water. Do you see your cats drinking water often? Yes. Okay, right there. Yeah, that's a huge.
We have water all over.
Yep. And see, that's a huge sign. You should not, an indoor cat like my Adeline. Okay. Well, my cat's inside, outside. But anyway, but Adeline, I got a dish down for her. I never see her at that dish. Never. And she gets fed raw, and she gets fed freeze-dried. And then, of course, every once in a while, I got to share an egg with her, you know. So that what happens by giving the cats the moisture in the food, you're going to have a healthier cat. They're not going to throw up. I tell people to do it. Get your cat on total grain-free canned foods and for 2 weeks. If you don't notice a difference in their coat, they're not shedding so much, and there's not so much doo-doo in the doo-doo box. And then also what happens is that since they can't drink enough water to compensate, their doo-doos get really hard, and it's hard for them to squeeze that out. So then sometimes it hurts so bad that they start doo-dooing around the house because they think, well, that litter box hurts me. It's not the litter box, but they associate the hurt of doing a doo-doo with the litter box, and then they try other places, okay? And so how many litter boxes do you have?
Two.
Okay, it's supposed to be one litter box per cat, one extra one.
No.
And the reason is because litter boxes are territory, okay? And if one cat gets mad at another cat, all of a sudden he's not going to let him into the room. You could have two litter boxes in the same room, and one cat will say, "You ain't coming in here. Not today. I'm ticked at you."
It's just hard because we have a dog, too, and she'll go and...
Oh, yeah, kitty treats.
The cat's the dog, so they're kind of... it's hard.
It's kitty treats. And so that's why, like I say, you just got to figure something out. But I would give set feeding times, go to total grain-free canned foods, and see if that will help. If you're feeling better, that maybe that will not... you know, get in the way and things will calm down. They do have pheromones, you know, sprays or diffusers that you can put out. Sometimes that works, you know, to calm and make everybody feel happy. Serotonin is huge, you know, for cats, and make them feel happy and just more secure. All right. And so but him, if he's backing up to say stuff and spraying, that is basically a marking thing. I'm cool and you're not. And so that's why, but I'm thinking that if he doesn't feel really all that good, that maybe that's a possibility. So we just got to try to bite and see what we got and see what will work. Okay.
Okay. One last question. Sure. Do you know anything that takes urine smell out of carpet?
You bet. You ready?
Yep.
Anti-icky poo. I loved saying that name. Anti-icky poo. That's the best stuff for cat urine. Yep, it's expensive. It's not like way expensive, but if a lot of people do Nature's Miracle. That's nowhere near the cost.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But that anti-icky poo will work like you wouldn't believe. Because it has a natural enzyme that changes the chemical compound in the urine. I had a guy call me, this is years ago, and he was a house flipper. And he had an option to get this house that he was a cat hoarder for just ridiculously dirt cheap. And he says, does that stuff really work? And I said, well, try it for a room and see what you think. By Jiminy, he tried it for the room. He could not believe it. Did the whole house in it. Got the house for a song. Made a lot of money on that house. And so the thing is that's the only thing that really that's why I was so sold on that stuff. I didn't have a dog problem. Okay. I had a cat problem for a while. And that was it, believe it or not, in the barn. Yeah. It was really stinking like cat urine. But anyway, so the thing is that took it right out. So that's the only thing I totally believe in for cat urine is anti-icky poo.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, good stuff. My area is very small.
Okay. So you just spritz it on. Yeah, you just spritz it on and then let it dry and then you can vacuum it up. And then if you feel that it's gotten into the carpet, take a needle and a syringe.
It did get in the carpet.
Okay, yeah. So then take a syringe and a needle and suck up some from the anti-icky poo and then push it into the carpet so it gets through the carpet, through the pad, and down below to the floor, okay? Because sometimes people surface clean, but the dog and the cat can still smell it in there, and on hot days, you're still going to smell it.
Yeah.
Well, so just syringe it into the carpet and just leave it alone. Okay. Let it do its thing, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Right. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Yep. That's anti-icky poo. I wish they'd advertise so I could say that a lot. Oh, well, people, hang on. We're getting to you. Got to go to another break here. Okay. Which dog lives in a cave? Which dog lives in a cave? Cave, not cage. Cave. C-A-V-E. Okay. We'll be back.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Yeah, totally. So join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Katie K9 Show. If you're driving and want to listen to more, or you missed something, just go to mytalk1071.com, go to my Katie K9 Show page, and you can get the podcast. Also, you can find my website there if you're interested in classes or private lessons. I do that. And then the Facebook. Join the Katie K9 Facebook page there. I post a lot of fun stuff and informational. Anyway, okay, which dog lives in a cave?
One of those, like, wolf dogs.
Ew, no. It's called a bat terrier.
Oh.
A bat.
That's okay. Real?
No, no, no. There's a rat terrier. Okay, so this is a bat terrier that the dog lives in a cave. All right? So a little pun on words there. There you go. Let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, we have Barb, who has a very similar question to the last one. This one specifically with the cat going number two in the house.
Okay, and I think I answered that. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old's your cat?
12 years old.
Okay.
It's my daughter's. She's got two cats here. She's their brother and sister.
Okay. And which one is it? Do you know for sure?
It's the boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see what I was telling the previous caller? See, what happens is he doo dooing outside the box by peeing in the box?
Yes, yes, that's correct. He just pees. He pees in the box, but does the number two outside.
Okay. And the number two doo doos, is it hard? You know, kind of like lacking moisture?
Well, it sometimes can be, sometimes not, but sometimes he will go in the box, but most of the time not, you know.
And how many litter boxes do you have?
Two.
Okay. Are they in the same room?
No.
Good. Good. I'm proud of you for that. Okay. When a cat's going outside the litter box, it tells me that that it comes down to diet. And so what I tell everybody to do, just what you heard before, change their diet off of no dry food whatsoever. You go to grain-free canned food. Give set feeding times, once in the morning, once at night. Okay, put a little bit of warm water with it because he needs more. They need more rehydration. But usually my guess is that the ones that were dry, that, you know, that hurts. And so they take it out. They think it's in the litter box that's causing it. So then they start going other places. Okay. And so that's why by taking the dry food totally out of the diet, so they don't have to drink a whole buttload of water. Do your cats drink a lot of water?
Yes, they have a water fountain, and then they have water dishes around.
Okay, yeah. And so, see, cats came from the desert. They get their moisture from what they eat. If you see a cat drinking water on a regular basis, that screams that the inside is having a hard problem, usually their pancreas. And then they can get crystals in their urine. And then now you got a good size vet bill. And I've seen cats die with crystals in their urine. It causes such a blockage, it can't be undone, and they die. And so the thing is that by going to grain-free canned food, okay, you may say, well, that's more expensive than the dry. Well, true, but it's also going to save your cat mate live to be 25 years old instead of maybe 12. And then also, like your cat's going to feel fuller. Because all dry food is 50% carbs, and cats have a total no-carb need. And it's a miracle to me that cats even live and eat up to 10 on total dry food. But if they have access to outside where they get a bird, a mouse, and a rabbit once in a while, that helps immensely. But still, the thing is, totally indoor cats should be on a total grain-free canned diet, a good grain-free. And like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard it, all the Nutrisource canned dog food and cat food is buy one, get one free at all the Spikes location, Spikes and Hools location. And so you can stock up for a long time, you know, with that. It'll be a fraction of the price. But the whole thing is that that's when the male cats especially, because that tells me that maybe it's coming, that he might be having partial blockages at some time. And so that's what's causing some of this. And so that's why if you can get him off of that, the dry, get more. And like I say, you should not see a cat drinking. It's one thing for a cat to go over and sit and look at the bowl and like, well, look at that. What's that? Or play with it. But if you see a cat drinking water regularly, that tells you that they, because like I said, they don't have it in their head like dogs do. You know, hey, I just, you know, I need a drink. Cats get all their moisture from what they eat. They eat birds and mice, right? And they don't turn around and say, okay, who's cooking? They just eat the bird and the mouse. And so they get all that moisture. It's not taken out through the process of, like I say, if you pinch a hamburger here and there, a teaspoon of hamburger, anytime you're making it, you know, all this little stuff will add up and be better for the cat than the dry foods. Okay.
So is it any kind of raw meat too, or is it cooked meat?
No, raw meat. Cats, like I say, cats, I bet raw is has all the moisture in it. When you cook it, you take the moisture out, right?
Got it.
Okay. So that's why raw anything, you make it a hamburger. I mean, Adeline loves when I'm doing, you know, puts it in the kitchen. She's looking like, it's going to come my way. I know it. And so I just kind of make her a little pile. I never feed her while I'm digging around. You know what I mean? At the time I'm doing things, because I don't want her bugging me. And so then when I get done and I'm all done and I'm cleaning up, now I take her dish. I go get her dish, you know, and put the stuff I set aside for her in her dish, and then I give it to her. Okay. But the whole thing is that, yeah, it's huge. If you get off that dry food, between they're not going to throw up anymore. Their coats are going to be beautiful. They're just shed twice a year instead of, like, it seems like it's daily. Okay. They're going to feel hung, or they're going to feel full. They're not going to be pestering for food because of the carbs make you more hungry. And it turns, and carbs turn into sugar. Sugar turns into fat. So that's why most cats that are totally indoor cats are fat, fat, fat. Because they're taking all that sugar in. And like I say, a cat has a total no-carb need, right?
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, that makes sense. So you're saying morning And in the evening, they should get that moist food.
Yep. Just once in the morning, once at night. That's it. No other food during the day. If you want to pitch them, you know, some raw stuff here and there, that's fine, you know, type thing. But like, be careful not to get the cat fat now. He's getting a better diet. Right. Okay. But yeah, you'll be surprised. All that throwing up will go away. Litter box problems, 99.9%, unless there is a problem within the cat, go away also.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your advice. We're always listening.
Well, thanks. And I don't know if you heard the very first caller, the best cat book out there that goes behavior problems, health stuff is Your Cat. Your Cat by Hodgkins, Hodgkins. That's kind of the Bible for all cat owners between, you know, behavior, health problems, or just keeping a cat healthy. So
yeah, we like that. We love the kitties, so we want to make sure they stay alive long time.
Yeah,
you know?
See, my oldest cat was Mittens. I didn't name her; my daughter did. And Mittens lived to be almost 26. And the average of all my cats lived to be between 19 and 22. Was the average. And see, a lot of people, when they say, well, I've got an old cat, how old? 11. That is not old for a cat. But it is if they're fed a dry diet. Then you're going to start going to the vet, and things are going to start going upside down and sideways. But you can beat the vet by going to grain-free cans. And like I said, Nutrisource is all theirs, or buy one can, get one can free, and all the spikes and hools. So I'd stock up. And make sure when you go there, say, Katie K9 sent me.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, kiddo. Bye-bye. Yeah, folks, if you go and stock up on all your Nutrisource products, do me a huge favor. When you're checking out, say that Katie K9 sent me. I want them to know that people listen to actually the Katie K9 show. And then with the great prices on Nutrisource, and you know how much I love Nutrisource. So anyway, okay, who's up?
Next up, we have Kim. Kim has a dog that rolled its ankle, and when they went to the vet, they told to put it on pain meds.
Oh, okay. Hey there, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. How's the dog?
You know, he's a happy camper right now. We're outside and he's ready to, you know, have the ball thrown.
Okay. Now, what kind of dog?
Golden Doodle.
Okay. And how many pounds?
75.
75.
Actually, 74.
Okay. Now, is that overweight or is that good weight?
They said that he could drop a couple pounds because he's a big boy.
Okay,
a big boy.
Yeah. Well, he's tall. You know, he's tall and long, but we don't want the weight to go with that.
Right, right.
Okay, so what happened?
I was so confused. So I bumped up my appointment, you know, to get, you know, vaccinations and, you know, check on heartworm and things like that. Mm-hmm. He had rolled his ankle. He's got two little buddies. They're Italian greyhounds next door, and they race back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, I'd
it's
say.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But he clearly, you know, rolled his paw or, you know, whatever. So I bumped it up a couple days just because I want to make sure it wasn't anything major. And I my normal vet post-COVID has been a franchise. And so I went to a different location and there was an immediate, he needs pain meds. And I was kind of taken back. So then they took him back to do his nails because I just freak out. I can't do nails.
Okay, no problem.
And they said he's very anxious. And I kind of joked. I said, well, I know that, you know, a lot of animals are now, you know, being put on anti-anxiety.
Yeah.
And they were steering me towards that, too.
Jeez.
And I actually run a nonprofit for substance use disorder.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So it was like red flag, red flag, red flag. And I called another location. Is this kind of a trend?
Yes, it is, because,
kind of medicate animals?
Well, it is a twofold thing. Okay, number one, the vets have to make money, right? Okay?
Yeah.
And number two is humans. Humans want a pill, whether it be for themselves or for their animals, to make it all better. All right?
Right.
That's just the way society runs. Not me, but that's the way the majority of society works. And so that's why that's very normal. And then the thing is, now pain is good. When you hurt yourself, you don't want to not have pain, because then you're going to be stupid and re-injure it even more.
Exactly.
Okay? And so that's why in the animal world, you want to use Boswellia, Boswellia. Okay. And you, and I use that. I don't take Advil or aspirin or anything. If I'm a got an owie or I'm feeling like I overdid it, I get my Boswellia out. It's 500 milligrams for a big dog. And for humans, the average human can take up to 2,000 milligrams of Boswellia a day for inflammation and for, you know, like over your back aches or whatever type thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd rather see you go to that than any kind of, you know, drugs. And then also anxiousness. Now, it could, now it do, what would you define your dog? Is he anxious or is it just because he's at the vet and having his nails done?
He does have anxiety. He was rescued as a pup, but yeah, he's very high strung. And so that being said, now, what do you think of CBD for?
Wow. That's a whole can of worms. And we're going to discuss that when we get back. Okay. I got to run. So don't go away. We're going to talk about CBD oils. That's the latest thing. It's craziness. Okay. What do queen ants lose after mating? What do queen ants lose after mating? We'll be back. And we're back. Thank you very much for spending your Sunday afternoon with me. I greatly appreciate that. And here we go. What do queen ants lose after mating? Now, obviously, is yes, they lose their virginity. Yeah, I get that. Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. It's an ant. Okay. So, but anyway, so what do queen ants lose after mating?
Would they lose their, like, wings?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. That's exactly it. They lose their wings. So, anyway, but yeah, right away I could see somebody going, oh, their virginity? Well, yes, 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 whatever. It's an ant. Okay, let's go back. Who are you talking to? Kim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Kim, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm eating Jelly Bellies over here. I love Jelly Bellies. And my favorite one is the popcorn. They could give me a whole bag of the ones that taste like popcorn, and I'd be in heaven.
That's the best one.
Oh, I know it. Okay. CBD oil. That's a whole can of worms for just it's humans and in the animal world, okay? Yes, okay. I've seen CBD oil do very good things, but the problem is it's not regulated very well yet. And so you can buy, and people are all about the money. Okay, well, that's too expensive, and then that's, you know, for the, you should be suspicious if it's half price, you know. And that's the thing is it's not regulated enough unless you get the human stuff and you go to a health food store and you get the good stuff and work with that, okay? Not in chews. If you put the stuff in chews, it might do a hint of good, but by the process of making a chew, you've already downgraded the potency of the CBC. CBD. There we go. But anyway, so with that said, there's so many natural things that you can do. Okay, now, what do you take your pupper for a walk?
I do. Well, I've had quite a few surgeries over the last few years.
Oh, okay.
Double hip.
Okay. So does he get to go? Okay, does he get to go for walks much? Not just you. I mean, does somebody else in the house take him out? No.
Sometimes, but okay. I've got a huge backyard, and I'm throwing the ball, and I've got to get back into the...
Okay, right. Okay, now, also, like, when you go outside with him, you are going with him, okay? He's not going out by himself. Who goes through first, you or the dog?
We kind of go out together.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you give set feeding times?
No.
He just grazes all day?
Oh, no. There's scheduled feeding times. Oh, good. I thought you said, did you go outside?
No. Do you have set feeding times?
Yes.
Okay. Because the thing is, what you find with anxieties and dogs, and it's becoming a lot more in kids and dogs. And what the thing is that they're not learning anything. They got all this energy. And then somebody plops a computer in front of them, okay? And then they sit still forever, but they're not really learning, they're not moving, they're not doing anything. They're not using the brain power to discover. And so when you get anxiety dogs, I find anxiety dogs, if they start doing input, teaching tricks, you got 5 minutes, do something with the dog. You got 10 minutes, do something with the dog. No more than 15 minutes at one time. Okay? As far as teaching them. Start, put all the toys away. This week we're going to play with Space Dog. Okay? He's going to learn Space Dog. Where's Space Dog? Oh, look at there, Space Dog. Pick him up. Bring it here. Yay. Okay, then at the end of the week, you take a couple toys out from the box, put the dog out of the room. Okay? Put the toys out in the room, you know, about, out and about. bring the dog in and say, oh, find Spaceman. Where's Spaceman? Okay. And so, or Space Dog, whatever you want to call him. And anyway, so now let's say he runs over to a couple of the other toys. Ah, find Spaceman. Dog, find Space. Oh, and he gets to Space Dog. Yeah, you got him. Bring it here. Bring it here. And okay. This is something that you need to do. You need to back off on the throwing because you're going to blow. You know, you might have got a twisted paw over now. What's on the docket for this dog, especially being overweight, is blowing ACLs and problem with the hips. And that turns into 10 grand a hip. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is sometimes you throw it once and stop, twice and stop. You never throw it more than three times at one time. Don't whip it like he's got to power off his ACLs and his hip to go get it at 100 miles an hour. Slam on the brakes, pick it up, pivot, power off his ACLs and his hips again to bring it back, you know, at grease lightning speed. You're asking for a vet bill. And so the thing is that we got to take that energy, put it towards constructive things. Think games, okay? Puzzle solving, like Brain Teasers for Dogs by Soderman. Teaching, like, etiquette at the door. He is to wait. You go through the door first, and you should turn and see that he is legitly on the inside, and you are legitly on the outside, and the threshold is in between, and he's waiting, looking at you like, may I go with? You step away calmly and say, let's go. He should come through politely and turn to you now. Now, what are we going to do? Not just race past you like, no. Okay.
Good to know.
And so that, because anxiety is caused by anxiousness of boredom and then nobody asking directions and making people or dogs think. Okay. And so that's what we've got to do is get him to stop, think, look to you for direction. But in the meantime, if you want something to kind of stabilize him out, there's springtimeinc.com has a stress-free formula. I wish I got a buck a jar. I could retire. But anyway, so it's an awesome stuff. It's got everything in there. And what's so neat about this is that it's totally natural. So there's some dogs that are just swinging from the chandelier.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they have to do it once in the morning, once at night, but and they do it every day. This is something that you can
sprinkle it on the food.
No, it's a tablet. It's a tablet.
Okay.
And so what you're going to do is that, but you're going to find out every dog is different. Some dogs have to have double the dose in order to see anything. Some of them only need half the dose. So you're going to figure out what works for your dog. And the neat stuff is because it's so natural, you can give it every day and it doesn't hurt the kidneys and liver. I don't like using human drugs for dogs because you're just asking for trouble down the road. So, and like I say, everybody wants two-legged kids to sit and be quiet until spoken to. And everybody wants dogs to just be quiet. Don't get into anything. Don't bother me until I have time for you. And that's not the way it works. We've got to be able 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And by you empowering the dog mentally and looking more to you and doing something for you, you're going to see that anxiety go away. Now, when he acts like that anxiety, do not coddle him. Don't go, oh, there, it's okay. If he jumps from a loud noise, what was that? Let's go check that out. You become the cheerleader. If he's scared of something, you go touch it and say, what is this? What is this? What is this? So you now you're building your team. He's trusting you that you will not lead him into something that will get him harmed. Okay. Right. And so now you're working, but the main thing when you teach them what is this game, have them on a leash first so he can't run from you and never pull the dog to something. It has to be their idea to come on up. And the second his nose touches your finger, what you're touching, then you praise him like, oh, that was a good buddy. What a praise buddy. What a praise buddy. You did good. You did good. You did good. You know, make him like, oh, wow, Bob loves me. And look at, I didn't die. Okay. So you got a lot of work. There's another book. It's called Rescue My Dog. Rescue Your Dog from Fear. Rescue Your Dog from Fear by Swager, Swager. That's the Bible for any dog, any fearful dog, any anxiety dog. And it helps, you know, people understand where the dog's coming from and how to move them forward and not stay stuck.
Okay.
Or you can come out and take a lesson from me, Katie Canine. Okay, and I can help you.
I think I may have to look into that.
Okay. Now that sounds good. Okay, you came in for one thing. We got you going on another. But yeah, stress-free springtime. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff out there. I don't trust the CBD stuff. If you want to learn more about the CBD and what to look for, go to dogsnaturallymagazine.com. Okay. Dana wrote a while back a great article understanding what CBD is, the process of it, what you're looking for to find the right, you know, the good stuff and not just knockoffs. Right. Okay.
And what's the name of the company again for the anxiety?
For stress-free?
Yeah.
Stress-free. That's called, that's from Springtime Inc., INC.com.
Springtime Inc. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Get it down. Good luck. Thank Keep you. Me posted. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to run a break, and then we got a couple calls left to get, so don't hang up. Okay, what do you get when you cross a dog with a computer? What do you get when you cross a dog and a computer? We'll be back. All right, we're back. Okay, I've been eating Jelly Bellies. I love them because you can just eat. Don't take a handful. You take one at a time. Taste it. I have yet to find a black licorice one. I love black licorice. Okay. I know a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but it's anyway, not my favorite.
And I love black jelly beans, but you don't see them because they don't sell. People usually don't buy them. But anyway, I thought it for sure in my bag here, I found a black one, and it turned out to be grape. but that's okay. That's okay. I'm sitting with my bag of Jelly Bellies, pondering the taste. But anyway, okay, what do you get when you cross a dog with a computer?
I don't know this one. I don't have a guess.
A lot of bites. A lot of bites. Only if the dog's not trained or if he's got not a good personality. Then you get a lot of bites. Otherwise, oh well. Okay, who's up?
We have Heidi, who wanted to ask what your thoughts are on beeping dog collars.
All right. Hi, Heidi. How you doing?
Hi, Katie. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for hanging in there. Okay, what kind of pupper do you have?
So I have two West Highland Terriers.
Okay.
I probably called you before I bought this, but okay. I bought a barking control collar that has vibration and noise.
Okay.
And I put it on yesterday for the first time, and actually seemed to cut down her barking about 75%.
Yay.
Now I'm wondering if it's cruel.
No. It's just it's not a snap one. Even if it's a snap one, so when they give a bump. You know what I mean? Obviously, right. If you set it up, like if it's from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, yeah, for a small dog, you might put them on their side. But the thing is that, no, it's an irritant. Just like, you know, what I hate, this happens to me more often in my Avalanche. I go to get out of the Avalanche and I touch the outside of the door and I get a shock. You know what I mean? From the electricity. Yeah. Or like when you go across the carpet and hit, you know, it's a nuisance. Okay. You know, you don't drop to your knees screaming in pain, but you're like, geez, I got to remember that. And that's exactly the way those are. So it's not cruel by no means, okay? What you're trying to do is get the dog to stop, think, and be aware of the voice instead of just barkity, 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 okay? So you've got the one that has the beep, right?
Yeah.
And then they had the decision. Am I going to bark again? I bark. You know, and then the jiggle. Right. And it's like, whoa, where'd that come with? Huh? What happened here? And before you know it, then they start putting two together. And after a while, you can just put the collars on and turn off the thing. And they just think it's on. All right. And so that's where, like, the whole thing is making the dog responsible to their voice. That's why a lot of people, you know, they have backyards that the dogs are running in. And, you know, it's barkity bark. Barkity, 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 barkity. And the thing is that, you know, by the time you open the door or the window to say quiet, the dog has stopped. Like they turn to see, oh, you coming out? And you can't yell them for quiet because they're not, because they're still, they shut up to see if you're coming out. So that's why in ordinary for dog, if you have dogs with major barking problems, especially outside, that's bark collars are the only way to go. And I had to use one on my one Shepherd Hank. And like I said, he got bumped twice. And then after two and a half weeks, I think it was, I put it in the closet and never took it out again. He was mindful of his voice. He learned to think before he started shaking windows with his how deep his voice was. So no, it's so not cruel by knowing
the vibration and the noise. Do you think they'd get used to it and it not affect them?
We don't know.
Every
dog is every personality is different, you know. So the thing is, in terrorists, you remember, you know, they're pretty willful, and so that's why. And sometimes the collars fit too loose, so it really doesn't do any good. All right, so you got to pay attention to that. But no, you know, the ding and then the jiggle. And hey, if that works, that's great. And if they do shut up, just say, oh, that's nice. Thank you for stopping. You know what I mean? Acknowledge good behavior. Now, are you using it inside as well as outside, or what's going on?
Yeah, inside too.
Okay, yep. So like I say, because what you're trying to do is, you know, inside, have you tried the spray bottle?
Yes.
It set on water and set on stream, and that didn't work?
Well, she's really persistent, and then I have to be there always.
Okay. Okay. But she just, she's just too much of a lot. But you said you got two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what one don't bark at, the other one does, and they feed off each other is what they do.
They do. So I actually didn't get a caller for the other one because she doesn't bark as much.
Okay.
Do you think that the noise bothers her too?
No. No, she has no idea. You're talking about from the collar?
Yeah.
No. She doesn't understand that because she's not wearing it. She doesn't realize if she doesn't listen to the beep that here comes a zing or, I mean, a vibration. She doesn't know about that. All right. Okay. She's following the leader. Usually if you can get the leader under control, the follower will be, okay, you're not going to bark. Okay. I'm not going to bark either. So that's just fine with that. You don't necessarily, only if they feed, like one starts and the other starts and the other, if they're feeding off of each other, they're ping pong ball, then you need a collar for each one of them. Okay. But if one just seems to follow the lead of the other one, then just get the one that's the leader of the shenanigans, and it should help out a lot.
Okay, I have one other quick question. How do I get my husband to love my two terriers?
How old are the dogs?
7 and 6. 5.
Okay, and so has he been with them all these years?
Yep.
Well, my big thing, when I brought my Gilligan home, remember he was a Karen Yorkie mix, and my husband is a farmer, right? And he's like, I am not having any, because Gilligan was 10 pounds. And I'm not having a yappy ankle biter in the house. I said, he's not going to be yappy and ankle biter. He says, yeah, right. After 2 months, he actually, and my husband doesn't give compliments out very readily. And technically, it wasn't a compliment. It wasn't. He says, how come Gilligan's not barking? And why isn't he like nipping at my ankles? I said, because I trained him. He says, really? And so we had Gilligan for 13 years. And my husband, they used to sleep together. And every time Gilligan laid down, my husband sat down to watch TV, Gilligan was in his lap. He never got my lap, but he always went to Will's lap. And so I know when Gilligan left, it Will was hurt too. But so that's the thing is that I understand when you got a barky dog, that's, and if you're having this barky problem, I can understand your husband going, oh gosh, will you just shut him up? There's no love there. Okay. But another thing though is if you can get him to start doing tricks with the dog, give the dog other things to think about other than what's outside the windows, or to get to him to, and tricks are fun because it's like, oh, look what I taught the dog. Let's say he's teaching sneak, where the dog has to lay down and kind of do the army crawl across the floor, for the treat. Okay, and I use the word sneak is what I do. But anyway, and so that's his trick. You can't do that trick. Whatever trick he teaches the dogs, you cannot work on that trick. He has to be proud of how he brought forward that trick, okay? And so you can look online. If he's a visual person, go to YouTube. I want to teach my dog to say their prayers, sit pretty, roll over. Start giving him a job to do. So all of a sudden he's smiling instead of yelling at the dogs, just shut up. Okay.
He's here laughing. Oh. I wasn't expecting a real answer, but that's very helpful.
There you go. Yep. No, hey, like I said, my husband was, because I've always liked big dogs. And so when I brought home one, technically I was fostering him, and then he never left. And anyway, so my husband was just blown away that I would even entertain the thought of having a small dog. Okay. But Gilligan made me laugh so much. I mean, not a day went by of having him that I did not laugh at that dog. And anyway, he was just funny. But anyway, and so like I said, and for to see my husband get won over by a little yapper anchor dog, but he didn't. If he yapped at somebody's at the door, okay, once I saw who it was, quiet. And he'd just like, no problem, got it, Mom. And so Will was just like, wow. I said, yeah. And, it's unbelievable. So then hopefully your husband will hug and love and kiss him. Not. Okay. Any other question?
No, that's it. Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah. Don't feel guilty. Okay. You're getting, so it'll be peace. And it actually is calmer for the dog, not to rev themselves up and get themselves so over the edge. And whatever's outside, it's a lot easier in the dog overall being a little bit calmer and steadier and learning to just, oh, rabbit, oh, look at that person over there, and not just go into a tither, about it. So it's actually healthier for him.
I was going to ask you, if I have loud music on, would that make it go off, or it has to be her bark?
No, what happens is that the vibration of the vocal cords when they go to bark is what triggers the collar to work. Okay, so music and stuff like that around it does have not, it does not have anything to do with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, kid, have a great one. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I hope your husband gets to like the two Scotties, or Scotties, what do you call it? Westies. And they are barkers, you know, terrier, terrorists. That's just the way it is. And earlier now, somebody called in, you know, whereas they got a five-month-old puppy, all right, and then they're going to be babysitting like their daughter's dog or whatever, how to introduce them. Anytime you're introducing a dog, you know, whether it's a new dog that's to your pack or you're going to be babysitting a dog, always introduce them on unfamiliar property, like go across a street or a park, and then go for a walk together. You know, so you got two people, a dog in each person. And then just go for a walk. Don't let the dogs meet, like, or whatever yet. Let them just kind of look over, hey, how you doing, buddy? And just kind of walk and kind of walk and, oh, hey, how you doing? All right, and then when you can see the dogs are kind of relaxed, then stop and let them touch noses. Now, do not use retractable leashes. I'm getting on my high horse again. Retractable leashes never, ever, ever go off your property if you choose to use them, like for going potty or something like that, so they don't pee in the line. Once you leave your house, your dog is either for a tall dogs on a 4-foot lead, and for short dogs, a 6-foot lead. Okay? Because you want the dog with you. You don't want the dog out and about. All right? So when you're in doing this dog thing, you're not letting the dog, you know, where you're introducing the two dogs, you're not letting them scan and be all goofy. They're walking politely with you on a walk. And start out kind of far apart and then slowly get closer together. And then let them touch noses for just a bit and say, oh, who's that? Oh, hi, friend. And then continue your walk. Slowly let the dogs come together and then see how things are going. And if it seems like, you know, they're going to get along, let them sniff a little bit more and then walk on, come on home. And then the dog that is going to come into the house and the other dogs go, oh, you're coming into my house? Okay. And so, like I said, just play it by ear and it will come together. But too many people throw the dogs together too fast. And this is a big, huge thing. As people are gathering more for summer duty, you know, doing summer stuff, I don't care if the dogs know each other. If they're going to your house or your cabin, or you're going to somebody's house and somebody's cabin or trabbing or grabbing, all dogs are on leashes, okay? You just don't want to have a dog come flying through the door. Even though he's been there, you know, a lot of times, the whole thing is that they are not to fly through the door, where all of a sudden the dog, it's his house, hasn't had a chance to see who's there, and then all of a sudden there's a fight. So the whole thing is all dogs are on leashes. The house that you're going to and the dog you're taking to go to that cabin, that grabbing, the trabbing or whatever, and house. And so when you come in, you sit on the leash and the dog can go, oh, I remember you. And once they acknowledge and they remember each other, then unhook and then now the dogs can do whatever they want. But when you go over to somebody's house or somebody comes over to your house, all dogs are on leashes and under control. So then the dogs that the house you're visiting has a chance to remember who it is. And so no fight breaks out. Okay. And retractable leashes, we'll go back to that. Dog walking etiquette. Only dogs on 6-foot leashes and with you when you're out in a walk. Especially when you go into events, no retractable leashes. That causes many, many injuries to humans and to dogs. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Lexi. You handled the phones well today. And anyway, you guys have a grand week, and we'll be here next week. And Dr. Jessica Levy, holistic vet, will be with us. So get your questions ready. Remember, don't hide your dogs. Train them.